Okay, today's shiur is Zvachim Daf, Menachas Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom. Just to know, hopefully it's up already. If not, there should be shiur on Karban Asham that was given last night. That hopefully will be is up already, or will be up. The nature of Karban Asham, everybody feel free to enjoy. Okay, Vav Amud Beis. Vav Amud Beis in Maseches Menachas. So we are discussing the second Mishnah in the Masechta, which quoted a machlokas between the Tanakama and Ben Becerra, if a pasul person does any of the crucial avodos, or if a kosher person does the avodos in a pasul way. He sits, doesn't do wear begadim, doesn't wash his hands, any of those, as Tanakama says, is pasul, and Ben Becerra says, yachzir. You can return the kometz back, go back in time, and in that way, make the avoda kshera. And then Rav came along and said, in the middle of Vav Amud Beis, Rav said that a Zor, about the 15th line or so, Rav says, Zor shekamat yachzir. Rav had this amazing statement that if a Zor did a kemitza, you could go back. So Gemara said, who is that according to? Is it according to the Rabbanan? So then there's no difference between Ben Becerra and the Rabbanan. Is it according to Ben Becerra? Then what's the Chiddush of Rav? So the Gemara said, the Chiddush of Rav is that, towards the end here, that's what we were up to, the Chiddush of Rav is that Ben Becerra not only allows us by Smol, but allows us by the other Psulim as well. And the Gemara then went in to say, well, what's the difference? What's the Havamina that I would have been Mechalik? Rav had to come and tell me, oh, it applies to all the Psulim. Of course it applies to all the Psulim. Why is Smol worse than anything else? Right? Just like Smol is kosher at one point, like on Yom Kippur, so to the other Avodas are kosher at one point. And we went back and forth, talking about is Shechita and Avoda or not. And towards the end, we said, maybe there's another idea that Rav is Mechadish. And that is now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's start 7 lines up from the bottom. Ella, this is another suggestion. What the Rav is Bechadesh. Ella Hakamash Malan, Rav Kamatz Va'afilu Kidesh. Maybe the Chiddush of Rav is that you could go back even if he was already Mekadesh. As we know, the Avodos of a mincha is first when you're makdish the flour, you put it into a kli, and then after you put it into a kli, you do kemitza. And after kemitza, you put the kometz into another kli. That's called kiddush kometz. That's parallel to Kabbalah Saddam. Kabbalah Saddam, Kabbalah's kometz. So I might have said that the only time you're allowed to go back is if the Kohen hasn't yet put it into that second kli. Hasn't put the kometz yet into that kli, because that's a real stage. So that's the Chiddush of Rav. Even if he put it into that kli, he's still allowed to go back. V'lafuki mihani tanoi, and it's to go against the following tanam, the Tanya, because these tanam say, Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi ben Yasin, I guess he and his father had the same name, Rabbi Yehuda hanachtom amru, ba'medvar mamurim shekamas v'lo kidesh. When do we say that you could go back if you did kemitza and he did not put it in the other kli yet? Av kidesh pasul, right? So if that's true, then Rav is going against those tanaim. Or v'ikadarma, the other version, kamatz in kidesh lo keman keani tanoi v'lafuki mitanakama. Or the other way is that Rav is being mechadesh the exact opposite. That it's only if you were kamatz and you were not kidesh yet, like these tanaim, and going against the tanakama who says that you can't be chozerbo at at all. Okay, period. So now the Gemara says, last skinny line. So Maskav Lar Rav Nachman. So Maika Sabi Adi Tanoi. What is the svara of these Tanoim that say, once you put the kometz into the kli, once you do basically Kabbalah Sakometz, if we could say that, then you cannot go back. Even Ben Becerra would agree that you cannot go back. Why is that? If the kemitza done by a pasul person is significant to be called an avoda, then even if you didn't put it in, it should pasul. If it's an avoda that's poseles and it's recognized by halacha, then what do you need matan kli for? And if you say it's meaningless what they did, it's like a monkey doing something. So then ki ava la matan kli mayavis. Then even if you put it in, you should be able to go back. What's this cutoff point of, if you put it in the kli, is it meaningful what they did or is it not meaningful? Why should you say, if you did a certain stage, so then you're not going to be able to go back? What difference does it make? So, Hadam Rav Nachman, explained as follows. La'olam avoda. He really, it is an avoda. It is a significant avoda, and that's why there's going to be a point of no return. But, says the Gemara, v'lo gamra avodasa ad da'avila matan kli. But it's not considered an avoda until you put it into the kli. The kemitza is not fully done until you put it in. Right? We asked, I think, at one point in Zvachim, the connection between shechita and kabbalah. Is kabbalah's hadam more connected to the shechita? It's the gemar maisa shechita, or is kabbalah's hadam tchila zrika? You catch it in the kli in order to then sprinkle it. Where does kabbalah go? Shechita is one, and zrika is the other. Where does kabbalah go? And halachas lav avoda, you don't even need it. But what about Kabbalah? So here, could ask the same thing. Is Kiddush Bekli, is that because it's getting, you can't be makter it unless you're makadish it? And that's why you put it into the Kli as the first step of being makter this on the Mizbeach? Or no, this is the Gemar Kmitza. So this Gemara says clearly, at least in this context, that it's the Gemar Kmitza. And therefore, even though if a possible one person does it, it is significant as an avoda, but it's only called an avoda after you put it into the kli, and once you do that, so then it is, you have reached the point of no return. The Sfasemis says that the Gemara might not mean this as a general rule, that kemitza is never finished until you have kabbalah, at least in terms of a possible doing it. So you have to work out the lumdis, why that should make a difference. But that's what the Sfasemis here notes. He says, it sounds like from this Gemara that it's a general rule that kemitza is not completed until you put it into the kli. V'im kain, doesn't make sense. There are other Gemaras that seem to say otherwise. If the komitz got mixed up with its mincha, you can't be makter it. But what do you mean? If it never went into the kli yet, then it didn't even get mixed up yet. You didn't even do kemitza yet. So the efshar de dafka la haidina de kamatz bipsul asikra de vakamatz bisham de yachzer v'yekamotz. It could be dafka by the kemitzas psul. You have to work out exactly why that is then. By a kemitzas kasher, then the kemitza could be done right away by the kemitza, even before the kiddush kli. By the kemitzas pasul, no, it's not until afterwards. Maybe you can see there's a difference between a kiyam mitzvah and a posel. By kemitza, you're mekayim the mitzvah, so you finish right after the kemitza. But a psul, what do you mean it's called an avoda, gemar avoda? In order to be posel, that's what we're talking about. Really, kemitza is kemitza, not kabbalah's hakometz. But in terms to posel, in order to create a problem that's kavua, then you might need even more. Okay, suggestion, but that's the Sfasemis. Continuing, Rashi and the Shita take out the next four words, next five words, Yachi Afilu Lo Kidesh. We read it just in case, we want to be Yotze to see him. Okay, we never got an answer to that question. Different Gersos. But at least according to Rashi, we'll make the Siyam anyway. V'chi Mahadar Le, Bez Hashem. V'chi Mahadar Le Le Kometz, Le Duchte, Tikdosh V'Livsol. What did we just say? That you have to catch it before you put it into the Kli, because once you have Kiddush Kli, that's going to be too late. But 1 second, says the Gemara. When you put, so what do you say instead? What does Bem Zera say to do? You put it back into the first kli. But the first kli is also a kli sharis. Once you have the kemitza in your hand, why should it make a difference what kli sharis you're putting it into? A new kli sharis or the same kli sharis that you took it from? It still should be makadesh. Again, v'chi mahadur le komets, when you put the komets back, l'duchte to its place, tikdosh v'lifsol. It should become puzzle. Because it's going back into a kli sharis. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zoso Meres, kli sharis, in Makadish Midas. It must be, says Rabbi Yochanan, a kli sharis is only Makadish Midas, with knowledge and kavana that you want it to be Niskadesh. And therefore, if you put it back into the first kli, you have no kavana for that. You have kavana that you're going back in time. You don't have kavana that you're going to the next stage of sanctification, and therefore that is not called a kiddush midas, and the kli sharis would not be mekadeshit. Period. Stop there for a moment. Two important points, and that is, first of all, two of the achronim. First of all, the Oneg Yantif says, what does it mean, in kli sharis mekadesh el midas? What exactly does that mean? What kind of das do you need? The Oneg Yantif says that the Kohen should not think that he's the real sanctifier. Really, it's the Kli that's sanctifying. In Kli Sharis Elami Das means that there is a T'nai, that the Kli is Makadish as long as the Kohen basically doesn't ruin it. If he has das that the Kli should sanctify, so then the Kli sanctifies. Right? That's what you have to say. You can't say that the Kohen is the active party. There are riots to this. That's the Oneg Yantif. If you also look similarly to the Mikdash David has an important yesod related to this principle. Mikdash David in Simin Gimel Os Vav Ubaguf Adin, the Klisharis Makachin Alamidas nearly Lomar Davar Chadash. I want to say a davar chadash. That's not usually thought of. Halavai, we should have thought of this principle before, and that this should be a davar chadash. But says the davar chadash as follows. Shiyehei, delo be'inon shiyehei kavanaso dafka lakadesh. When it says ladas, it does not mean that when the Kohen puts this into the klisharis, he has to have kavana that this should sanctify. No. It's less than that. He has to have kavana that the kli should do what it's supposed to do. That's what the Kohen has to think. Das doesn't mean das lakadesh. Das means das, that the kli should do its thing. Rak bi'inan shihei kavanaso la'asos b'klishares mashitzorech la'asos b'hen. V'rak ba'osan kalim shekol nesinasan l'tochan hu rakadeh lakadesh tzorech shihei kavanaso lakadesh. If all this kli does is sanctify, then basically what you're having in mind is that it should sanctify. Dizel malachton. Aval osan kalim shehein l'malachton v'tzorech la'asos l'tochan b'shvel eze malacha. But if you have stam, another kli that's not usually used lakadesh. So then, what? Imnis kavin lezua malacha chashiv ladas. If you have kavana for whatever malacha is involved, that's ladas. Shrei daito haisa lasos bakli bashet sifsa toa lasosan. Bahen. Umemele miskadish. Ubaze yuturtsu kushius harbe. If you have this wider definition, or lesser definition, of imakachin el ladas, not ladas lakadish, but ladas to do what it's supposed to do, that could answer a number of kashas. I'll just mention one that he says. He says, Shamati machim. I heard that people ask, Lama Likra, why we had back at the end of the fourth parak in Zvachim, the sugya Misasik, the sugya, the last few lines, Misasik Bekachim Shu Pasol. We know if somebody is Misasik, he's not involved in Shechita. He's playing darts with somebody with a knife, and the knife flew and shechted an animal. Or even less than that, Rashi and Tosafot discussed that. What's Misasik? Even if the knife falls out of your hand, and somehow it checks. So you need a pasuk. The Gemara quotes a pasuk to say that's pasul. What do you need a pasuk for? In makachin al adas. What do you? You didn't have das to be makadesh, right? The klisharis of the knife it says typically the klisharis in makachin. Let me das. V'kivat the kasavar shu chulin. Another possibility. You think this is a chulin animal? What do you need a pasuk for? Ulafizei says, oh, so you see, I'm right. Kivan dahasakin hulishchita umiskadesh. Kivan dahaya kavanaso lishchita. As long as you had kavana for the act, assuming that that's misasik, that's what Rashi says over there. As long as you have kavana for the act, that's automatically good enough, because that's called das, das lakadesh. That's called das. You don't need das lakadesh. You just need das lamaisa. And there are five other kashas that he answers with this principle. Okay, that's the Mikdash David in Gimel Vav about klisharis makadesh ella ladas. Let's continue for another minute, and then we'll come back. So, says the Gemara, so if you put it back into its place, so why isn't it Mekudash? So, no, you don't have Das. So Gemara says, Hamidas Mekadshin. What do you mean? But if you have Das, it's automatic? And didn't Reish Lakash ask Rabbi Yochanan? Klisharis Maoshi Kachu Psulin. Lechatchi Lalikarev. Reish Lakash asks his brother-in-law and Rabbi Yochanan. A Klisharis, what if a puzzle does it? If a pasul puts the mincha into the klisharis, is it kosher likarev to burn on the mizbeach? V'yamar le ein makadshin. And he says it's not makadish. But what do you mean? I thought it's makudish ladas. As long as you have the das, it's automatically going to be makadish. So the Gemara answers, no, you don't understand what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Rabbi Yochanan meant ein makadshin likarev, al makadshin lipasul. What it meant is, you're not Makadesh the Kardis because a apostle person did it, but it does achieve some sanctity. I mean, Makachin Ladas does kick in. It's Makudesh enough to apostle it, and therefore you can't do any more. You can't retract. So Rechonin did say that it accomplishes something. But that was all answer number one. Why isn't it sanctified again once you put it back in? Because a Makachin Ladas. Second answer, Rav Amram Amar, Kigon Shehechziro Labisa Gedusha. You put it back into the kli, but the kli that you took it from was overflowing. So when you put the flour, the kometz, back onto the other flour that's left inside, it was above the rim of the kli. It was overflowing. So therefore it wasn't mekudesh. There's only kiddush b'klisharis what is in the walls, in the airspace of the klisharis. Remember we had back in the first parak of Zvachim. We had, if you shecht an animal, and it's above the pail, it's about to go in the Mizrach, and then the Mizrach loses its bottom. Right? Is it already considered that you have Kabbalah Sakli or not? What if it's already in the airspace, if it's above? So, the assumption of the whole Gemara, what, it's gotta be within the walls. So here too, it wasn't within the walls, it was above. So Gemara says it was above? Or Makame Seichi Kamas, how do you do Kibitz in the first place? Kibitz in the first place has to be from a Klisharis. If it was already overflowing, you didn't add any flour since you did Kemitzah. So how did you get it in there? So Ella, you got to think a little bit. Kigod shechziru labisa tfufa. Okay, you're right. You put it into a bisa tfufa, meaning it was flat. It was flat right by the rim, and you put it above it. So only this is above the rim. The Gemara says again, but v'kiyavit, why do you have to do that? V'chivan, dekametzle, once you did kemitza, avid leguma, didn't you make a hole? Let's say it was filled to the brim, exactly before you did kemitza. So when you do kemitza, you create a hole. So why don't you just put it back into there? So, kimahad legave, demana kamahadale. When you put it back in, it should go inside. So again, well, back to the kasha. You're trying to say that, oh, it's not within the rim, and that's why it's not makudish when you put it back. But it is. When you took it out, you created enough room. The Gemara says, you're right. You did have enough room, but you didn't put it back in the hole. Mechi mahadale, when you put it back, manachle adafna demana. You put it next to the walls of the kli. Imagine you have a little hole in the middle, but you put it on the edges. You put it on the edges, which is still raised, so when you put the kemitza back, it is above the rim of the kli, uminayidle, and then you shake it around, v'nafa memela. And then it falls into the hole by itself, denasa kemi shechziru hakof. Basically, it's like a monkey put it in. What if the Gemara always uses that term to mean, halachically, there was no maisa here? Well, there was no maisa. Sometimes if you don't need a maisa, it says, oh, a monkey can do it. If you don't need a maisa for a certain halacha. So, says the, basa b'chalav. If a monkey mixes in basa b'chalav and cooks something, he still osers it up, because you don't need a maisa gavra to create basa b'chalav. It's memela. So here, where it fell in, it wasn't directly put in, it was in memela, and that's why, even if you don't hold of a makadish al ladas, even if you hold it would be makadish even shalol ladas, here it wouldn't be makudish, because you need a maisa gavra, at least, putting it into the kli sharis. Period. Stop there for a minute. Toptosis going back, when we're talking about trying to put it back into the kli, so the whole Gemara's question that we have been talking about is, we should say it becomes sanctified when you put it back in. But ask Tosis, isn't there a chatzitza? You put it back in, but there's a chatzitza between the kemitza and the kli, surrounded by the rest, the shirayim. V'af apisha shirayim mafsikin, ben kometz l'kli, isn't there a hefsik? The assumption is that it's not good enough just to be within the airspace of the kli. It's got to be connected to the kli directly. It can't be a hefsek. What if you have a piece of plastic that lines the entire inside of the kli, and then you put it in? So it's not going to be good. It's a chatzitza. So Tosas' answer is no problem. Why? Min b'mino ein chotzeitz. This is min b'mino. This is one of its type. And min b'mino is not chotzeitz. Whenever we mention min b'mino, it's always good to remember the Ran and Nedarim. Again, we mentioned that 100 times, but right, that's the godless of Dafyomi. Keep mentioning the important sheetahs over and over again. Everything's important, but the famous sheetahs over and over again, the Yesodos, and it'll become ingrained in our brain. The Ran and Nedarim, Daphne and Beis, if you remember, is talking about the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, about min b'mino batel or lo batel. Similar idea. Here, min b'mino, if it's two things of its type, it's not chotzeitz. Min b'mino, if somebody, chatzitza, if I have a piece of extra skin that's attached to me, it's attached to me, it's not an extra skin, so it's like, so I have to clean it out properly, but if I go to the mikvah, min b'mino ain't a chotzeitz, as long as there's no foreign element. If it's me, it's me. Min b'mino is not chotzeitz. So Tosa says that here too. The Ran says, what's the svara? What's the svara for min b'mino not batel? Which we could also apply to min b'mino ain't a chotzeitz. Says the Nedarim in Dafnun Beis, because there's no clash. To have a clash, to have a war, you have to have two sides. If you have two of the same thing, min b'mino, there's no clash, so one's not going to knock out the other one. They could both coexist very nicely next to each other. That's why it's not batel. Bittel means there's a clash. One knocks out the other one. Right, Mashiki, min b'sheino mino, that's bittel, because one knocks out the other one. Min b'mino, they exist nicely together. So min b'mino is not chotzeitz, because they exist beautifully together. We're all like one big happy family. That's mimimino ain't a chotzeitz. You can apply the same svara. It's an extension, but you can apply the same svara. This is why the Ran, if you remember, used this to explain the principle of davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. Why? Because not only do you have min b'mino by physical definitions, also by halachic definitions. Says the Ran, if you have an isser that fell into heter, but the isser is going to be mutter next week. I know, maybe chametz on Pesach is min b'mino. Anything. Right? So if you have that, it's not batel. Why? Because there's enough heter in this isser that it's called min b'mino. Min Mamino is not Bata. Rashi in Beitza says, no, Devashish Matir is not Bata because he might as well wait. There's going to be a mutter in a week, he might as well wait. Meaning, fundamentally, this has nothing to do with Min Bamino. And this is Usur right now. And if it's Usur right now, it's going to be Bata. It's Usur Banter. You should say there's a clash. There's a different reason that you should wait. Asher Tochlenu Beitza, Tochlenu Beheter. Rashi says at the beginning of Beitza. But that is the Shita of the Ran explaining Min Bamino not being Batel. So the same thing we could suggest it for Min Bamino not being Chotzeis. If you remember, we had back at the end of Zvachim, Adaf Kuf Yud, quoted here on the side of the Gemara, doesn't quote it here, we had a halacha that if you burn an animal, you're supposed to only burn the fats of the animal on the Mizbech. What happens if you burn the fats and basar? It's still attached to a piece of meat. So Gemara said it's okay. The Mishnah said it's okay at the end of Zvachim. Asked the Gemara, what do you mean it's okay? Isn't there a chatzitza between the fats and the fire? Isn't there a chatzitza? So there were three answers given. One was Min Bamino. Min Bamino is not chotzeitz. Rabbi Yochanan gave a different answer. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, you turned it upside down. So the chalev is on the bottom, right next to the fire. Ask the Achronim, what, Rabbi Yochanan rejects Min Bamino? He rejects that. He has to give a different answer. What about right here? Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's talking. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, and Tosfos is explaining this to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan must hold Min Bamino in a chotzeis. So isn't it a stira? This Gemara seems to say he holds Min Bamino in a chotzeis. And that Gemara in Zvachim sounds like Min Bamino is chotzeis, because he has to give a different answer. And he'd rather not say, oh, he just gives another answer. So we mentioned then the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer, based on a Ramban, that some halachas, eino chotzeis is not good enough. Because what does eino chotzeis mean? It's like there's airspace there. It doesn't mean that it's connected. It still is as if it's not a problem what's in the middle. And it's as if there's air, and as long as there's air, so there's no chatzitza. And that would be good enough then for kemitza. But some halachas require more than that. For the chalev on the fire, it's got to be on the fire. It can't just be have airspace in between. It can't just not have a foreign substance in between. It's got to be on. And that's what the Avnei Nezer says in Simin Tov, Reish Samach Vav. Reish Samach Vav in Yeridea. He quotes, he says, Yishlomo, Rabbi Yochanan Sover, Avir Mizbeach, Lavke Mizbeach, V'Alkarchach, Af Bemin Bemino Chotzeis. This would be a problem. He calls it Chotzeis, but it would be a problem because you need Negia. You can't just have no Chatzitza. And that's what certain contexts need and not other contexts. That is what the Avnei Nezer suggests there. It could also be here that even if you say, another answer, that Karen Oris seems to say this, that even if you say Min Bamino is generally Chotzeitz, maybe here in our Gemara, it's not just Chotzeitz, it's not just Min Bamino, it's more than Min Bamino. Our Gemara, it's mamish the same thing. It's where you took it out from. So maybe what's really behind Tosfos isn't just Min Bamino, but even if you say in general Min Bamino is a chatzitza, this might not be a problem because it's even better than Min Bamino. It is the flat. You took it from here. You're putting it back to here. So it could be even better than a regular case of Min Bamino. That's what the Karen Ora seems to say. Okay. Yeah. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rav Zeira. Vaiter. Rabbi Yirmiyah says to Rav Zeira, Volukma, I have a third possibility. I have a third answer, right? We said number one, you need das, imkadal das. Number two, that you put it above the rim. A third possibility, but look, why did the Gemara say, kigon shehechziru lekli hamunach al gabi karka? You put it back in the kli, but your kli that you had your original flower from is now on the ground. Why did it say that? And the kli sharis might not have its halachic significance and power unless it's being held. Elishmamina, by the fact that we did not answer that, it must be kobsim iklisha gabi karka. It must be that a klisha does not have to be held. Because the Gemara could have answered that. The fact that it didn't, it must be that that also would have been makadeshit. And that's why the Gemara didn't answer it. Says the Gemara, Kanagis bebayadi baylan, derebi avidimi, tani menachas beirav chizda. You have touched on a question that Abimi asked when he went to learn Mesachas Menachas in Rav Chisda's yeshiva. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. They learned Menachas in the days of the Gemara. Right? We're learning Gemara, then Menachas thousands of years later. 1500 years later. So, Rabbi Avimi was learning Menachas and he asked this question. But the next five lines is just a parenthetical note. A very important parenthetical note, as we'll see. Via Avimi be Rav Chisda Tani. Avimi went to Rav Chisda's yeshiva to learn. Avimi was Rav Chisda's Rebbe. V'ha'am Rav Chisda. Kol fi tabi. I swallowed a lot of patches. Basically, on the side of the Gemara, Shevet Shemakin Bo B'nei Adam, Verosho Av. Right? I got a lot of sticks to my hand. Me'avimi from Abimi, Allah de Hashmaitza, about the following sugya. Meaning I couldn't get it right. So I got potched. Okay, we're not going to get into now physical punishment for students in our day and age. Let's just suffice it to say that it's wrong. But in the days of the Gemara, it was accepted. And therefore, Rav Chisda says, you know how many times Abimi hit me? Bola Achriz, Ritzufin. So what was the sugya that he always got upset at me about? As follows. There's a big sugya in Maseches Erechin. If somebody has items of a yasom and they want to sell it in order to get money for the yasom, so you have to announce it every couple of weeks in order to be able to get the best price. So Bala Hakras Ritzufin, if you're going to announce it every day straight, Lamed Yom, 30 days. That's what you have to do. Psheni v'chamishi, if you're just going to announce it on the market days, on Monday and Thursdays, Samach Yom. Then you have to do it for 2 months. Question mark. What do you see from there? That Abimi was the Rebbe and Rav Chisda was the student. So how can we say that Abimi asked us in Rav Chisda's yeshiva? So he answers the Gemara, Abimi mesechta is akra is akerle. Abimi forgot his learning. He forgot a certain one of his mesechtas. So he went to one of his talmidim. What did I say about this sugya? The yosel kamei to Rav Chisda lad kure gamre. He went to Rav Chisda to remind him of what he said. So the Gemara says, once I have a lishlach lei v'leisel gabei, so why didn't he just tell Rav Chisda to come to him? The Talmud should come to the Rebbe. Sent him a message, could you please come here? Savar hachi mistayim milsatvei. He thought that no, it would be better this way. He would have more siyata deshmaya this way. Period. Stop there for a minute. What does that mean? Rashi says, second word line, mistayim milsa, mishum yagati umatzati. Megillah davav. Because he felt that he has the amelus, then he'll be able to remember it. If he stays home and his Talmud just comes to him, could be there won't be, there'll be a chance that he won't get it. If he's amel to go to the Talmud, then he'll get it. What does that mean? The Talmud's going to tell him the same thing. What does the schlepping to the other city have to do with the amelos and Torah? What do you see from here? What do you see from here? Says Rav Aaron Cutler and Parshas B'chukosa and Mishnah Rabbi Aaron. Amelos in Torah is just an ingredient, and there's a special promise of Hashem that you're going to get secrets of Torah revealed to you. Even if the amelos has nothing to do with the actual figuring it out and learning. The Leket Yosha, the Talmud of the Shulchan Aruch writes that one time in the Beis Medrash there was some Talmidim that had connections in some factories. So they walked into the Beis Medrash in the morning and they saw there were swivel tables in the Beis Medrash. Meaning you didn't have to get up to get the Sefer on the other side of the table. You just swiveled the table around like it was a circle and the Sefer came to you. The Shulchan Aruch and his Rebbe walked into the Beis Medrash. He saw this. He threw him out of the Beis Medrash. He threw out the tables. He said, where's the Amelus? So you get a city, you get a Sefer, it's going to come to you? You don't go to the Sefer? Forget about it. He threw them out. Why? Because that's a lack of amelus. Says Rabbi Aaron Cutler. Again, the first piece in Barshav Chukosei, Mishnah Rabbi Aaron. What do you see from here? Hayigia b'torah hi amev, just to come to the shir today for this Rabbi Aaron. That's it. Dayenu. Hi ameviya l'de asaga. The yigia b'torah leads to asaga. The dover zem milvad sheteva hadavar mechayvo. Befides naturally. If you work hard on something, you're going to get it. But hine you brisk krusel Yisrael. Shelo tashiv hayigia reikam. Ayidei hayigia zochem gam l'dvarim kagon eila she'in b'koach adam asichem ayde. Amel. He says, Me'uv de zu, Menachas, Dav Zayin of an Aleph. And he quotes our Gemara about Abimi and Rav Chisda. He quotes, you know what you see from here? Shalorak hayagia be'etzam alimud mevili de asaga, elagama torach, avur alimud, afshu davar shein lo shaychus lukof alimud, halicha lilmud, gam kem goran lasiga yitera, v'ad kede kach hashuvahi, afshem ishuras adin, or mishuv kabinat Torah, havalo abimi likrola Rav Chisda l'talmido, sheyavo etzlo, this overrode regular kabinat, it wasn't a bizayin Torah, but it overrode regular kabinat Torah of Talmud going to the Rebbe. He says, I'm going, because I want the siyata d'shmaya. And it might even see the anava and the hachno also. He lowered himself to have the amelus. And then he says at the end, v'hinei yeishlomo mikan, shekol sha'asa yosa lilmo Torah. If anybody does more for amelus b'Torah, the days that we're exhausted and we do it, o shesavur sheyishlo p'tur milombot, or you're at a moment that you have a p'tur, u'b'cholzos miskaber v'lomeid, but you overcome. Right? It's stolen time that we call. Time that we're not supposed to be learning. And we learn. That amelos, you'll be able to get even greater secrets of the Torah. Mayim genuvim yimtaku. Even stolen waters are sweeter. Because it's the time, that's amelos, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka gives you special Sa'at HaDeshmaya, right then. When we're not supposed to be learning. I just saw yesterday, I'm quoting Hashem Yishmuel tonight in the Parsha Shir. So I was just looking up a little background on the Hashem Yishmuel and Avni Nezer. So they say the Avni Nezer, Hashem Yishmuel's father. So I saw that the father of Avni Nezer was once asked, why were you zochet to have such a son, to have the Sacha Shaver, to have the Avni Nezer, the Egle Tal? So he didn't answer, but those who were close to him says, you know why he was zochet? And you'll ask him deep down, that's what he thinks? Because he learned on Purim. When nobody else was learning, he learned on Purim. That's why he was zochet. He was maimed the olam by learning on Purim. So he says, that's why he was zochet. And Yonadiyoma. Okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara had this, right, what is that doing in the Gemara here? It's a five line parenthetical. But the Gemara puts it in because the Gemara thinks it's worthwhile. Rav Ari Kotler thought that it's the basis for a Musar Shmuz. This Gemara Menachas, Tav Zayin. He learned Menachas. Okay, here we go. So Paga Beir of Nachman. So getting back to our discussion. So Avimi was in Rav Chisda's yeshiva, and he met Rav Nachman there. And Amar Leh says to him, Ketzad Komsen, how do you do Kemitza? How do you do Kemitza? What was he really asking? So maybe he was asking, you see, Amar Leh Miklise, he points to a kli on the floor. He says, even that kind of kli, even that kli right there, you can do Kemitza in. What's the Chiddush? Tosa says in Dibur Maskel Amar, even the kli, Kalim in those days weren't Nifshach. They weren't Nifshach B'Shem and Mishcha. So maybe that's what he was emphasizing. Even if you have a kli Sharis that wasn't Nifshach with the oil, Avodasa Mechan Chasan, that would have been good enough. So even with that kli, he says, Amalei v'chin kopsim v'kli shalgabi karka. You mean that kli on the floor, and you don't even have to pick it up? So Amalei demagvali koin. No. I mean that kli when the coin picks it up. So Keza Makachin. So then he asks him another question. Keza Makachin is a menachas. How exactly do you do kiddush? Amalei knows no kli. You put it into this kli. Zeh v'chin makachin v'kli shalgabi karka. Do you put it into the kli on the floor? Amalei demagvali koin. I told you already. Right? It's that the coin picks it. I mean this kli when the coin picks it up. Amalei imkain husrcha gimel kahanim. You have to do that, then you're basically going to need three kahanim whenever you do kemitza. Why? You're going to need, because what Rashi explains, every avod has to be done with the right hand. So you're going to need one kohen holding the kli with his right hand. You're going to need one kohen doing the kemitza with his right hand. And then you're going to need one kohen holding the kli that you're going to put the kemitza into. Tosas points, Tashima Kubetzas, I points out that it's not dafka, it could have been two kahanim. The one who picked up the first kli could put it down and then picked up the second kli. But either way, you need at least two/three kahanim. He says to him, so is that really true? Amalei says, yeah, what's the problem? They tzricha yugimu katamid. The karbatamid needs 13 kahanim to bring it up at the mizbeach in the morning. So what's the problem? Some of us need more than one person. Don't be so excited. Period. So even though that was what we said before, befeirish, that you do not do kemitza from a kli on the ground, this was the discussion in the yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, that conversation happened because we learned a message for life. Yogati umatzati from that conversation in the yeshiva. Eisvei, says the Gemara, I'll ask you a question. Zeaklal, the Mishnah says later on. Kol HaKometz. Just in case you've missed Piggle, there's going to be a lot more Piggle coming up in Menachos, just like there was in Zvachim. Zeaklal, Kol HaKometz v'notzen b'kli. Molech u'maktir, if you do any of the avodos, Kometz, or Nesina b'kli, or Holacha, or Haktara, Lechol davar shadakol lechol v'chulu, if you do any of these avodos, with a Piggle thought, it becomes Piggle, v'ilu magbia loktani. Magbia, picking up the kli in the first place, is not mentioned. And if you have to be magbia the kli, you can't have it on the ground. Shouldn't have that been mentioned in the Gemara, in the Mishnah too? Hagba, l'shem, whatever. So the Gemara says, l'shem pigel. So ton of the Gemara answers, seder avodos nakav, lo seder kohanim. No, what are you being medayik for? The Mishnah is not telling you exactly everything that you have to do. It's telling you the dalat avodos, but of course there are other actions that have to be done in the process that are not avodos that will be included in the Mishnah. But what do you see beferish from this line of the Gemara? If the Kohen would be magbia the Kli in the first place, l'shem pigle, that would ruin it. That would be a problem. That would create pigle. The Gemara just says, oh, it's not in the Mishnah because it's not one of the avodos, but it's clearly mashma that it would create pigle even though it's not one of the avodas. That's a big shiloh. What's the source for that? If you look in the Rashba here, the Chiddush Rashba, says that maybe because Tosfos says any avoda that's required. It doesn't have to be mechaper. Remember we said there's pigel even by Akhtaras Emurin. Right? If you have Akhtaras Emurin, l'shem something. So that's as long as there's achilas mizbeach and it's matir something else, the Gemara said. See, the Mishnah said in Zvachim. See here too, hagba is a needed, it's a required avoda. So the Rashba says that's the makar. Other achmanim say maybe it's included in one of the avodos. The Ola Shlomo says it's tchilas kmitza. So once kmitza has pickle, it's chilas kmitza, and that's why it's you're mefagel by it. The Karen Ora says it's chilas whole. It's like a holacha. There's holacha pre kmitza. There's holacha post kmitza. Maybe it's included in that. Either way, they struggle, but it's clear in the Gemara that hagba'a l'shem pickle is going to create pickle. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Ma'ulik most mikli shagabe karka. We spoke about, are you allowed to put it into the kli on the ground? What about if it's, you were holding it, but then you put it down. Can you do kmitza from a kli that's on the ground? So Amalei, Rav Sheshes answers, put chazi my avdin lego. Go see what they do outside. Rav Sheshes did not mean that there was a Beis HaMikdash in his day. Rav Sheshes lived in the times of the Gemara. There was no Beis HaMikdash. What did he mean? He meant, go out and figure it out. Go out and figure it out. So he says, okay, there's a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah tells us, we mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir a couple of days ago. Remember when they changed the Lechem upon him every day in the Mishkan's last Beis HaMikdash. A number of Kohanim went in because you couldn't have a second without Lechem upon him. So right when they slid out the old Lechem Aponims, they slid in the new Lechem Aponims. So that's what the Mishnah here is describing. We're going to have it by the Shem later. Arba Kohanim Nechnasim, four Kohanim go in into the Heichal. Shnayim Biyadam Beisadarim, two of them have the two Sadarim, meaning that each, two of them are carrying six loaves. Okay, they're not really thick. How do you carry six chalas? Right, but they're not chalas. They're like matzahs. They're like soft matzahs. Vishnayim Biyadam Beisadarim, the two of them have the two Bazichan, the two cups of frankincense that they're going to put. Viarba Makad Min Lefnayim, and four of them go before. Shnayim Litol Shnei Sadarim, two of them to take out the Sadarim. And two to take out the two bazichen. So that's four go in, and right, and four are there beforehand. But it doesn't say anything about picking up the shulchan. Why would you have to pick up the shulchan? Rashi explains that the haktara of the bazichen, so we know these two cups of frankincense that hung on the shulchan, those had to be burned before the lechem upon him was allowed to be eaten by the kohanim. So there's a parallel between the burning of a kometz, which is matir, the shirayim of that mincha, and the burning of the bazichin. Burning of the bazichin is like the kometz of the lechem upon him. And therefore there's a parallel. So just like, says the Gemara, what do you see from here? You could do kmitza, taking the bazichin off of the shulchan is like the kmitza. And you don't have to lift up the shulchan. So too, you should say you should be able to do kmitza by a kli that's on the floor. Right? There's a parallel. So the Gemara says, come on, lav amrit hasam, say the rabot is not good, hakanami, say the rabot is not good. Just like beforehand, we said that the Mishnah is only listing the avodos, but really it's true who I did for other actions. So to here, it's true, but it didn't list all the actions in the Mishnah. At this stage, what do we think? They mamish lifted up the shulchan before they took off, and they held it in place. You have like this going, holding up the shulchan while the bazichim were taken off. That's what it sounds like. So the Gemara says, me dummy, but how can you give that answer in that Mishnah? Hasam lo nachas l'minyana, to kohanim. Over there, at least, by the pickle Mishnah, it didn't give a number. So you could say, okay, it just listed some and not others. But hacha nachas l'minyana to kohanim, here it listed off specifically how many were involved. Im isa listi magbiyas. If you really lifted it, you should have said it. So Elish Mami no, rather, what do you see? Komzim miklishal gabi karkash Mami no. It must be that you're allowed to do kmitza when it's on the ground. Meaning, they didn't lift up the shulchan. They didn't lift it up. Right? And the raya, the shulchan is the raya, that you could do kmitza from a kli on the ground. This Gemara, the whole assumption of this Gemara, is related to a major sugya, which was going to come up later on in the Masechta also. Maybe we could have a shiur on this at some point too. Lechem haponim is an example of a carbon mincha. It's not exactly a regular carbon mincha, but there are many rayas. Rav Asher Weiss in Parshas Tetzaveh has a whole piece on this, among others. If you look in the Mitzvah Samelach, Rav Cement on Mitzvah Saseh, the Mitzvah Saseh of Lechem upon him also, it's Kemat, the same exact Kiddushim. I read one after the other a few days ago when I did the Lechem upon him in the Mitzvah Shir, and they have the same, I guess all the Achronim have the Kemat, the same exact Kiddushim. First of all, the Mincha Zasha lists off eight rayas from Gemaras that the Lechem Aponim is an example of a carbon mincha. One of them is our Gemara, right here. Our Gemara, he says, Menachas Daf Zayin Mabes. He says, where is it? He says, Haktaras Bazichin, right? He says, the Bazichin are compared to the Kemitzah, so you see. Or the Mishnayos later on. Some Menachas need Shemen Lavona. Some don't need Shemen Lavona. Lechem Aponim, Ton Lavona, Veina Ton, and Shemen. in the context of describing which menachas need oil, which menachas need frankincense, it talks about the lechem apanim. Lechem apanim menachas nesachim ain't tuunos, lo hagashav, lo tenufa. It's clear, it talks about it there. He uses this to explain why the Rambam, against the Ravid counts three mitzvahs by lechem apanim. He counts the eating, I'm going to see if I have the lashon of the Ravid here, putting the lechem apanim on the shulchan, burning the lavona, and eating the lechem apanim. Three mitzvahs. The Rambam only counts one, putting the lechem apanim there. What about the other two? So the Rambam explain, it's a mincha. So eating the lechem apanim, that's not a separate mitzvah, that's regular, that's the mitzvah of eating the shiarei mincha, which is a separate mitzvah. The burning of the bazichin, that's the mitzvah of kmitza. That's part of the avodas hamincha. So therefore, that's what the Rambam does count as a separate mitzvah. But either way, that's an important discussion. How much is lechem apanim a regular mincha? So that's discussed by the achronim, which we'll get back to at a later date as well. Okay, Amar Rava. Says Rava, pshitali komitz b'kli shal gabe karka, shkei matzina b'silik bazichin. Fine, we just proved that you can do kmitza from a kli on the ground because that's what you found by the bazichin being removed. Mikachin mincha b'kli shal gabe karka, and you're allowed to be mekadesh a mincha in a kli that's on the ground, shkei matzina b'silik bazichin. Again, because that's what you found by the Seder Bazichin. Boy Rava, Kiddush Kometz Mai. The question is, what about Kiddush Kometz? After you do Kmitza, and then we said you put it into a Kli. So there's no parallel by Shulchan. So there you can't bring me any Raya from a Shulchan. Because by Shulchan, you take off the Bazichin, and then you go straight to the Mizbeach and burn it. There is no Kabbalah Bekli of the Kometz. So Kiddush Kometz Mai. Mi Mincha Yalfin Allah. Do we learn it from Mincha? And therefore, by Mincha, it's required. It's required, and therefore, there is no parallel when it comes to a shulchan, and therefore, it would not be a problem, and you would be able to do it on, just like you can do the other avodas of a mincha on the ground, so to this, omidam yalfinala, or do you learn it from Kabbalah Saddam? And therefore, Kabbalah Saddam requires a kli. Right, only, okay, Asha Mitzorah is an exception to the rule, but at least one of the Kohanim there. So, do you learn it from Dam? In other words, you have stage two of the Avoda of a Mincha. Do you compare it to the other stages of a Mincha, or do you compare it to the parallel stage by an Avoda of the Behema? That's the Shaila. So, Hadar Pashta Midam Yalfinala. So, we said we learn it from Dam, and therefore, it is Ma'akev, that the Kohen has to hold the Kli in order to have Kabbalah's Kometz. Omiyama Rava Hachi, did Rava really say that you compare it to Dam? V'ya Itvar, but didn't we learn it? In the following discussion, komet shechilku b'shnei kelim. If you split the komet into two kelim, you put it into two kelim. Is that kosher or not? Rav Nachman Amarena Kadosh, Rav Amar Kadosh. Rava says it's okay. V'im Isa, but if it's true that Rava was talking before. If it's true that Rava learns it from Dam, leilach mi Dam, he shall learn it from Dam. By Dam, if you do Kabbalah Sadam in two kelim, it's possible. So if he learns it from Dam, he's just putting the komet into two kelim is possible. But he doesn't. The Gemara answers, Hadavei Rava Mehi. You're right, Rava was Choser Bo. Really, Rava does compare it to Dam, and it would be Pasal. And he agrees to Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, by the way, V'dam inolan delo kadosh l'chatzon. How do you know Dam? How do you know Dam if you catch the Dam in two different Kalim? It is not good. So we have this back in Zvachim. Ditani, Rav Tachlifa ben Shaul. Rav Tachlifa ben Shaul says as follows. Kidesh pachos michdei hazoa b'klizeh. Upachos michdei hazoa b'klizeh. If you catch less than the amount of sprinkling in each kli, lo kidesh. Doesn't work. So you see from Dam, it doesn't work. Machlokes, we discussed this back in Zvachim Zad Gimel, just to mention it quickly now. Machlokes Rashi versus maybe Rambam. Does it mean lo kidesh and therefore it's ruined forever, or could you then put it together in a kli and then continue? That's a machlokas. Rashi says here and there, you can't do it. You can't even put it back in. Once you're mekadesh it with two, it's a din in the Maisa Kabbalah. And if you don't have enough in the Maisa Kabbalah, it's ruined forever. You can't go switch it. And the Mishnah Balak says, the Rambam, he thinks, argues. Anyway, but that's the halacha by Dam. V'iboilehu, b'dam mai. So now we say, b'dam, what is the halacha by Dam? Hilchasahi, umi hilchasa lo yafin. And do we say by Dam, it's a halacha Moshe Misinai, and you cannot learn from halacha Moshe Misinai? By Dam, right? We're talking about, let's just finish the line. Odilma hasa mai taima dichsivitavo ba mayim. Hachanami hachsivitavo ba Dam. Do we say that this halacha of Dam applies? Because what's it talking about by the Kiddush Mechdei Azaya? It's talking about the Mechatas. It's not talking about Dam. It's talking about the mechatas. I didn't specify that earlier. Where you're making the mixture for the paraduma with the water and the ashes, and you have enough. You don't have enough to sprinkle on the tamei person. So that's pasul. So then the question is, what about dam? Do we compare it to dam? V'itmar amar zvika amar Rabbi Elazar. Apadam lo kidesh. Right. That's the source. Even by dam, you say it's not good enough. If you do not catch enough kidei azoy in each kli, it's not going to be good enough. Period. Rashi just notes here, what's not enough in each kli? If you're talking about one of the chatos pnimios, you catch three in one and four in the other instead of all seven. You have to do it seven times. The Achronim point out, but really there are 11 zrikas you have to do. You have to do seven on the parochas and four on the Mizbeach Hazav. So it sounds like from Rashi that seven and four is not a problem, because that's their different units. Within the seven, that's a problem. So that's a pickup on Rashi right here. Amar Rava, Tani Nami Achi, Rava also said, another Braisa, Vitaval, it says Vitaval, Velo Maspig, you're not allowed to wipe the blood out of the Kli. Bidam, She Bidam, Sheer Tefillah, Meikaro, you have to have enough Dam, Meikaro, originally in the Kli. Sounds like Rashi. They have to be originally. Min Adam, Umin Adam Sheba Inyan. From the Dam, that means from the Dam under discussion. What does that mean? We'll see soon. V'yishrach l'mech l'vtav v'tav v'yishrach l'mech l'vadam. And we need both sources of v'tavol and v'adam. Why? Because of Rachman of v'tavol. I've just said v'tavol hava aminal v'gadolol kibel shir tefilas. I would have thought, as long as you do dip your finger in, even if you didn't have enough inside. So that's why it has to also say bidam. Because of Rachman of v'dam, if it only said bidam, hava aminal filu maspik. I would have thought, as long as you have enough inside, but you can even wipe on the edge. Because of Rachman of v'tavol, that's what it also has to say v'tavol. Those are the first two words. So min adam shebe'inyin, what did that mean? From the dam that's under discussion, lim'ute mai, what is that excluding? Amarava, lim'ute shirayim shebe'etzpa. Excluding was left over on your finger, meaning you dip once and you sprinkle, and then you still have some dam left on your fingers. What do you do with that dam? So you're not allowed to do Zorik again. You gotta wipe that off and then make a new tefillah and zrika. Misayla l'Rabbelazar, this proves Rabbelazar, d'amar, shirayim shebe'etzpa psulin. This proves Rabbelazar who said that shirayim on the finger, pasels. I guess we have one more minute. One more minute, let's just do one more minute. Amale Ravid bar Adal Rava. Amri Talmud Chabisha Amr Rabbi Amram. Your Talmud told me the name of Rabbi Amram. Tanya Hayamazev and Itzazami Yado. You know what? Let's stop here, because it's going to take a few minutes to explain. We'll stop by Amalei Ravin. Okay, we'll start there tomorrow. Last night, again, the Parshir should be up, hopefully, the Asham Shir. And tonight is Parsha.